Save thousands in car repairs. We are currently accepting 100 registrants daily, so don't wait. If your car is less than 12 years old and has less than 130,000 miles, call 877-466-6207. Call right now. 877-466-6207. That's 877-466-6207.
Canadian authorities say actor Randy Quaid and his wife have been released from a detention facility after she was found to be a Canadian citizen. The couple is wanted in the U.S. for missing a court hearing on felony vandalism charges. They say they're being persecuted. A new Associated Press economic survey finds there's only modest improvement on tap for 2011 and perhaps beyond. Correspondent Mark Hamrick reports.
Between a troubled job market and a lingering foreclosure crisis, the quarterly survey of leading economists calls for growth next year barely above this year's expected level. Economist David Huether of the National Association of Manufacturers says momentum's waning.
Well, right now I see the economy is decelerating. I think the chances of going to a double dip aren't too high. I place it probably under 25%.
And the news isn't much better for the job market. The AP survey calls for unemployment to drop to only 9% by the end of next year. Mark Hamrick, Washington.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joe Klein, and we're going to be talking. Well, he's written a fascinating book about what is really going on behind the scenes from a financial point of view. Joe, thanks very much for being with us again.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you pick up the story, tell us about your book, and explain to our listeners what's really going on.
Well, my book, again, is called Lethal Engagement, Barack Hussein Obama, the United Nations, and Radical Islam. And, you know, what we've seen very recently with this whole episode involving NPR's firing of Juan Williams for simply expressing a fear shared by many millions of Americans when they board an airplane highlights part of the reason I wrote Lethal Engagement, because, frankly, I got very tired of the liberal elite apologizing for Islamists, and along with the Islamists, calling us well-meaning American citizens bigots or racists for simply raising some questions. What is behind the radical Islamic agenda? How is President Obama facilitating that agenda through what he says and what he does?
Well,
so
I felt
compelled to write Lethal Engagement to provide the folks with invaluable information that I took from well-researched primary sources and from my own interviews at the United Nations and with Islamic and U.S. spokespersons at U.N. press briefings to describe in their own words what they're doing.
Well, what are they doing? For our listeners out there, this gentleman was fired because he said that when he got on a plane, he saw somebody there with a turban. It made him feel a little bit uneasy. In other words, could they possibly be involved in the terrorist movement? And certainly, when you see people obviously identifying with this world Islamic movement, why you would certainly have some. It was not saying they were involved, but he felt a little uneasy, and because of that, he was actually fired. So, basically, what is the goal of the world Islamic movement?
The goal of the world Islamic movement is, frankly, ultimately, to establish as broadly as possible on a global level Islamic supremacy. And I'm not talking about the pure ritual aspects of the religion of Islam. I'm talking about the notion that Islamic law, known as Sharia, that recognizes only Islamic ideology as the truly legitimate governing ideology, divinely inspired by Allah, as the supreme, let's say, system of government, economics, social relations, and religion, to which all other competing systems must defer. Now, they're not going to come here, and I'm not suggesting that they're going to be able to come here and impose by force Islamic rule. But what the Islamists do, and I describe in Lethal Engagement, is they use our own laws and Western institutions and the guilt of the liberal elites in government and media and universities to paint themselves, the Islamists, as victims of discrimination, and the only way to assuage that complaint, that victim status that the Islamists try to portray themselves as, is to accommodate them. And one of the things that they demand is that any speech that can be deemed in any way demeaning or critical of Islam, Muslims, the Prophet Muhammad, must be prohibited, ultimately made illegal, but in the short run, at least made to be portrayed as racist and bigoted. And that's exactly what happened to the National Public Radio correspondent Juan Williams, who also works for Fox News, when he said on Fox News on the Bill O'Reilly program that he has a fear and anxiety when he boards an airplane and he sees fully garbed Muslims who put their Muslim identity first boarding the plane with him. And he didn't say that was a justifiable fear or that it should lead to any racial profiling or discrimination. In fact, in the full context of his remarks, he came out against any such profiling and any such acts that could be viewed as bigotry against any group of people, including Muslims. But he was expressing an honest fear that many Americans since 9/11 share. And for that, National Public Radio, which gets taxpayer funding, dismissed him. And did so without even a face-to-face meeting. And we know that part of the reason was pressure exerted by the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, which is affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood. We know that they had sent a memo to NPR requesting their attention to this, what they considered to be defamatory, derogatory speech, and to take action. And after NPR did take action and fired Juan Williams, we also know that CARE sent around a tweet saying how happy they were with the result. Now, CARE, as I describe in Lethal Engagement, again an affiliate of the Radical Muslim Brotherhood, has for years monitored conservative radio stations and TV broadcasts for what any speech they consider to be, quote, you know, defamatory of Islam. They have brought lawsuits in this country to put pressure on those who they consider to be engaging in such speech, and they've even issued guidelines to broadcasters on what should and should not be said. So this is kind of the first step, if you will, toward imposing what their ultimate objective is, to impose the Sharia Islamic law prohibition of speech considered derogatory of Islam, a direct contradiction with our First Amendment.
And yet, of course, they are establishing their schools all over this country. There are, you know, Islamic schools where they're actually teaching this violent form of Islam and hatred of America and everything we stand for.
That's right. And they're doing it with Saudi money. You know,
that's right. And we're allowing it to take place. We'll be back in just a moment with Joe Klein.
The change in the weather can only mean two things. It's hunting season, and it's election time. Now, stay with me, because the two are related. The great outdoors is more than a hobby in Colorado. It's a way of life. It's who we are. And folks here value our Second Amendment right to own firearms. At least most folks do. But to some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a campaign prop. Like Senator Michael Bennett. In Colorado, Bennett says he supports us, but in Washington, Bennett sponsored legislation to undermine our rights. So, where does Michael Bennett stand on the Second Amendment? Well, that all depends on where he's standing.
There's a better choice. Ken Buck. Ken Buck stands up to protect our rights, to protect our freedom. That's why Ken Buck is endorsed by the National Rifle Association. For Senate, vote Ken Buck. The NRA Political Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.narapvf.org.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, back there, our guest this morning, Joe Klein, talking about his book, Lethal Engagement, and basically, of course, in Saudi Arabia, why you are not allowed to express your religious beliefs at all. If you're Jewish, why you are a second-class citizen. If there are any still Jews in Saudi Arabia, I suspect there are very few. Certainly, if you're a Christian, you cannot have a Bible, you cannot just wear a cross. And yet, of course, the Saudis are spending billions of dollars in the United States, building mosques, bringing in their radical Islamic imams, and their imams are going into our prisons and recruiting people there with this doctrine of hatred of America. They're establishing in their churches centers for preaching hatred of America. They certainly have their schools where they preach hatred of America, and this is a subversive movement. It is a conscious effort to destroy the structure of our society. In England, actually, the English government is allowing Sharia law to be actually imposed, isn't it, Joe?
Well, that's right. They're setting up little communities within larger communities in England where Sharia law governs. And we're starting to see that a little bit in a much earlier stage. In the United States, there's a community in Maryland that's been set up where Sharia law will govern, and it's being paid for by a Islamic development organization that received tax-exempt status by the IRS. And the avowed purpose of this foundation was to set up, a Muslim-only community within larger Baltimore area where Sharia law would be applied. But I find it very ironic that the Obama administration and its allies are complaining about so-called foreign money coming into the campaigns for the midterm elections through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, when they look completely the other way, as real foreign money is coming in from Saudi Arabia and other Islamic countries and groups from around the world to fund these radical Islamic study programs here in the United States, both at the public school level as well as at colleges.
And, of course, it preaches an intense hatred of America. This is what the function of the radical Islamic movement is. And I'm very critical of many of the things happening in America, but I don't hate America. These people do. This is the tragedy.
Well, I think what they hate is the idea that America is based on, which is that man can govern himself. That man has been endowed by his creator, as the Declaration of Independence said, with certain inalienable rights, and that government is established to secure those rights. But the basic premise is that God is good, man is created in God's image, and that man is doing God's work by using his God-given reason to set up a society, a just society, and to govern ourselves. Under Sharia, Islamic law, there is no such notion as self-governance. The whole notion is that the divine law is what it is. It's unchangeable. It's not necessarily just. And the interpretation is really based on tracks going back to the Middle Ages that haven't really changed. And the result is a real rigid system under which women are inferior to men. Unbelievers are inferior to believers. It is a capital crime to consider converting from Islam to another religion, and to say anything critical of Islam orthodoxy or of the Quran or any of the Islamic tenets is blasphemy that in Muslim countries is considered a capital offense.
Well, now, doesn't Islam mean submission?
The word Islam, although some will say it has a derivative in a word means peace, really has its more prevalent meaning is submit. That is correct. Submission or submit. And what that really means is submitting to the will of Allah, as expressed in their holy book, the Quran, and in the sayings and actions of the Prophet Muhammad as they have come down through the ages. As I said, it never really evolved much past the Middle Ages. So we're dealing with a 12th century at most, a religion that was founded in the 7th century that evolved a little bit to about the 12th century and hasn't gone much beyond that.
Well, of course,
that's Islamic fundamentalism. And there are many, I'm not saying there aren't, of course, moderate voices in the Islamic world. There are. And there are many good, devout Muslims who, like all of us, just want a good life for themselves and their families. They want to live in peace. But they're silent. They've let the religion and the whole Islamic ideology be taken over, if you will, by the radicals and the fundamentalists who are not just terrorists. There are many more who want to use what can be called stealth means to manipulate our laws, our institutions, to introduce Islamic law, Sharia, into our system. And it's those radicals that, and then many, many more than just the violent terrorists that we have to be concerned about, in which the Obama administration, as I describe in Lethal Engagement, has completely either ignored or actually, by its actions and words, have helped to achieve their agenda.
One of the most grievous examples is this psychiatrist, Army psychiatrist, who goes onto a military base and starts shooting people. I think he killed 13 people and wounded, I don't know how many dozens. And of course, they can't figure out why he did it. Now, they knew he'd been in touch with this fellow al-Awlaki over there in Yemen, hiding in Yemen, and I had been in contact with him. And, but we just can't figure out why he just why he did what he did. And I'm wondering, how could anybody be so stupid? You can't figure out here's a guy who's a radical Islamist who hates America, who's plotting to kill as many Americans as he can, but we just don't know why he's doing it.
Because we have this politically correct mentality, this notion that it's bigoted to associate Islam with terrorism, Islam with jihad, Islam with violence, Islam with an ideology that essentially is a supremacist ideology. Any criticism along those lines is considered by this administration and by the liberal elite as racism and bigotry. And that is what really incenses me. And again, what I said at the outset, I felt compelled to write Lethal Engagement because I wanted to lay out in their own words, the administration's words, the Muslim Brotherhood's words, the Council on American Islamic Relations words, words of the United Nations officials. I put them all side by side, and I show a pattern here of what the Islamic agenda really is all about and how the Obama administration, by its kowtowing, by its political correctness, by its oppressor versus victim mentality, where the Muslim world is part of the victim class and the United States and capitalism have historically been part of what he views as the oppressor class, how all of this mixed together is putting our great country in danger.
But this has been not just the Obama administration, but the Bush administration before that, the Clinton administration before that. I mean, certainly, I don't know if you've ever seen the video Jihad in America, but it was shot, prior to 1994. You see these people here in America, one of them in Oklahoma, and the FBI is taking pictures of him, and he's talking about how we've got to start, cutting off people's hands and feet so Allah will have feet to walk on or legs to walk on, and they have their training camps, their military camps, where they're actually using automatic weapons here in the United States, totally suppressed by the American government. I would not allow that to be shown on any television. Well, I think it was shown once in 1994, never to be shown until after the 9/11 attack. The government has been covering, not just the Obama administration, but all along, covering up for this radical, militant, military movement in the United States. And most Americans have no idea they have their training camps here today.
Well, I think that what you say is correct. I guess part of the original reason, going back now to even the Reagan administration and afterwards, was that we viewed the jihadists in Afghanistan as helping us defeat the Soviet Union. It was very short-sighted, but that was the approach at that time. Little do we know that that Al-Qaeda under Osama bin Laden would turn around and then attack the United States, but we should have been wise at least since 9/11, and we haven't been sufficiently vigilant, particularly under this administration.
Well, then what can certainly basically what's happening is that Americans and most people are having limited family size families. The Muslims are having as many kids as they possibly can. In Europe, this is a very real problem because they're simply multiplying, simply their families are growing. And in certainly in France, it says there are more mosques than there are Christian churches.
Well, and we see in France, for example, we saw this a couple of months ago where many people of the Muslim community poured out into the public streets in Paris and blocked the streets during their celebration of, I believe, of Ramadan.
Yeah.
And they had no regard for the civil laws of the host state in which they were living. They considered it to be their right to essentially occupy public space, impede traffic, so they can practice their beliefs as they wished, no matter what the rights of anyone else. We are starting to see a little bit of a reaction against this exploitation of tolerance, if you will, in parts of Europe. We have the trial in Holland of Gerhard, I believe, I forget his name, but the Dutch parliamentarian who has spoken out against Islam in Holland. He was put on trial for, quote, hate speech, for simply pointing out the violent passages of the Quran and pointing out the dangers of Sharia. That trial was declared a mistrial. Prosecution doesn't even want to proceed with it. We're not sure whether at this point he'll be retried, but it looks like there's some counter-reaction to the extremes of political correctness that we've seen in parts of Europe. Hopefully, we'll learn from their experience and stop this nonsense here before it's too late.
Well, I don't know if we are capable of at least organizing any sort of a movement against this. Tragically, I mean, you speak out against Islam, why you're immediately attacked over in Europe. Why there was one fellow, I think he was a cartoonist, he drew some cartoons that were disrespectful of Muhammad, and they simply killed him. And where is the outcry saying you can't do that in a civilized society?
Well, and in this country, there was a lady in Seattle who worked for a newspaper and wanted to sponsor a Draw Muhammad contest kind of as a response to this intimidation of anyone who dares to draw a picture of Muhammad of any sort, because that's considered a violation of Islam.
Hold that thought, Joe. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Joe Kine, is at Book Lethal Engagement. Joe, how can people get to your book? Do you have a website, or how can people get a copy of your book?
Yes, thank you. My website is www.lethalengagement.com. That's all one word, Lethal Engagement. And the book, Lethal Engagement, can also be purchased on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or ordered through your listeners' favorite bookstores.
All right, fine. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Joe, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I have so many different telephone numbers for different programs, and we sometimes get a little mixed up there, but that's the number for this network, 877-254-7524, if you have a question for Joe. But would you like to give a few examples of the things that they say in their own writings, which shows that they certainly do not want to be part of America. They want to bring America under Sharia law.
Well, I think that we have examples from the Council of American Islamic Relations, whose founder had said years ago that Sharia law, Islamic law, would rule or must rule the world, including the United States. We have that Islamist who appeared on ABC, actually, just a few weeks ago. He was interviewed on the Sunday morning ABC talk show, and he was appearing from London, an Islamic cleric, who said that someday the Islamic flag will fly on top of the White House. And we have the ideology set forth in the Muslim Brotherhood Manifesto that I quote from in Lethal Engagement, and this goes back frankly, I think it was written in the 1980s, but is still used, which sets forth a plan of how the Islamists would come to a host country where the majority population is not Muslim, and they would set up their schools and their institutions to try to either convert or persuade others to convert to Islam, and more ominously, how they would use Western laws and institutions sort of against themselves to establish Islamic law in these host countries. They're more advanced in this strategy in Europe, but they've set up a whole network of Muslim Brotherhood affiliated groups in the United States, including the Council of American-Islamic relations to do the same thing.
But this is a subversive activity, isn't it?
Well, it's they're taking advantage. You see, this is what Robert Spencer has called in his book stealth jihad, because they're taking advantage of our freedoms to subvert our freedoms. And, you know, they're not, some of these groups are not themselves coming out and saying that violence is the only way to take over in this country. They're willing to be patient. They're willing to play the game according to Western rules, but they're trying to manipulate those rules to their advantage. And, you know, the reason why I tie the United Nations in with radical Islam and Obama under this title, lethal engagement, is because the UN is a perfect example of an institution that was set up by Western countries right after World War II based on Western notions of democracy and universal human rights that's been completely manipulated by the Islamists. A great example is that a body has been established at the UN to kind of centralize all the work and support for women's rights under one roof, if you will. And two countries that have been nominated to serve on the executive board of this new women's rights group at the United Nations are Iran and Saudi Arabia, two countries that are probably amongst the worst abusers of women's rights in the world. And yet Iran looks like it has a sure path to get that seat because it's unopposed. And Saudi Arabia probably will get that seat. And the United States is helping to fund this travesty, as we are the UN Human Rights Council, which Obama decided we should join, even though it is dominated by some of the world's worst human rights abusers, and it puts out these resolutions year after year that the General Assembly then also passes that says that defamation of religions, and the only religion mentioned in the resolution is Islam, that defamation of religions is a violation of international law. And we're part of that UN body that sponsors those resolutions. And then that's not something that's just going to sit on the shelf because the Islamists see what's happening in our judicial system, where we have justices on the Supreme Court, including the most recent justice nominated by Obama, Elena Kagan, who uses international law, including those resolutions coming out of the United Nations, which express the consensus on international law, as a source for their interpretation of our Constitution, including our Bill of Rights.
And, of course, the Republicans went right along with that, knowing full well this is a subversive activity, but destroying our nation, and they did not challenge that woman when she was before them.
I think you had a couple of senators who put some questions to her, mostly on this action she took to keep the ROTC off the Harvard Law campus when she was dean at Harvard because of the don't ask, don't tell policy with gays. But they really didn't challenge her on her record as dean at Harvard Law School, where she made international law a compulsory course for graduation and did not reinstate U.S. constitutional law as a required course. It remained an elective course, and where she gave speeches saying that international law should, transnationalism, that's her word that she used, is increasingly important in interpreting our own law.
If you hate America, that's exactly the position you'd take, and unfortunately we have people who hate America, and the Senate would not even challenge her. One of the things that really bothers me, Joe, is the fact that they're actively recruiting people into the Muslim faith in our prisons and getting them to convert. And then there are all sorts of advantages in the prison system if you become a Muslim adherent. Why would the federal government be doing that? doesn't make sense.
No. Well, it doesn't make sense. A lot of things that are going on really don't make sense.
Hold that thought, Joe. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We live in a world gone mad. No, I don't think so, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, you better understand what's going on. We'll be right back.
If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th. KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado, and the America News Network at AmericaNewsNet.com would like to take this opportunity to endorse Tom Tancredo for Governor of Colorado, Ken Buck for U.S. Senate, and Jim Ferrilio for Adams County Sheriff. This endorsement does not necessarily reflect the opinions of advertisers or sponsors on the American Freedom Network. Divine Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargained for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. Organigold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joe Klein. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And sometimes I think we're living in a world gone mad. Other times I'm sure of it. But Joe, there's so many things that are going on today, and the Obama administration, but not just the Obama administration, but previous administrations. Perhaps the Obama administration, as you point out in your book, is worse than the others. But we seem to have this idea that, you know, we just can't speak ill of the Muslim faith. And yet, of course, when you go to a Muslim country, you have absolutely no rights to express your religion, and yet they come here in an effort to undermine and destroy this society. This is really what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, it's the absolute hypocrisy here that we're supposed to bend over backwards in this country, as Obama told his Muslim audience in Cairo, to allow Muslims to, quote, practice their religion as they see fit. And as we know, when they practice their beliefs as they see fit, it includes trampling over the rights of non-Muslims.
Because that's the very essence of their faith, is that non-Muslims are inferior and they will be taxed heavily and they will not have the rights everybody else does. That is their religion.
That is part of Sharia. It's in the Quran that... And if you want to avoid, frankly, being killed or enslaved, if you're a non-Muslim, you have to submit. You have to become what's called a dhimmi, and pay a special tax and not publicly practice your own religious beliefs. You don't have to necessarily convert, but you have to... submit to the will of the Islamists or your rulers. And in Saudi Arabia, not only can you not pray in public if you're a non-Muslim, build a church or a synagogue, you can't even go into certain areas of Saudi Arabia like Mecca and Medina
unless you're a Muslim. And, you know, I asked the Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Conference, that's this 56-country group that is sort of an intergovernmental UN for the Muslim world, if you will. In fact, it's the second biggest intergovernmental organization after the United Nations, and they have official status at the UN as an observer, and they have pretty much dominated things at the Human Rights Council, etc. I asked the Secretary General of this organization when he appeared at a press conference at the UN headquarters last year, I said, if you always talk about Islamophobia and that you're also against any discrimination against any religion, why is it that in Saudi Arabia, where your organization is headquartered and which contributes a lot of funding for your organization, they blatantly discriminate against non-Muslims and won't even allow non-Muslims to visit Mecca and Medina? He said, well, that's a special case. Saudi Arabia is the custodian of the Muslim holy land, and he can't speak for what they do. They have to do what they need to do to protect the Muslim holy sites. So it's one standard for them and another standard for the rest of the world.
And people should be concerned about it because, of course, basically the Muslims are taking over Europe. And as the indigenous people there, the Germans and the French have small families, and the Muslims have large families. In two generations, why, there will be no European culture or European everything will be under the Muslim, and they will simply have conquered Europe simply by being there. This is a frightening thing. And there are areas in the United States, or at least some areas in Michigan, where the dominant force in local communities.
And as I mentioned earlier, there are communities being developed by tax-exempt groups, one example being in Maryland, with the avowed purpose of setting up a Muslim-only community that's governed by Sharia law.
Are you acquainted at all with Paul Williams' work and his discussion of Islamburg and the other enclaves here all across America?
I'm sorry, that question I didn't hear.
Oh, I just wondered if you were acquainted with Paul Williams' work and his discussion of Islamburg. We had him as a speaker at a conference recently.
Not really that well, no.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, I think it's important people understand that. And the book, of course... The things that are going on today really just don't make sense. I mean, logically, you would think that people would be concerned about trying to preserve our laws here, and yet there is an organized effort to try to bring Sharia law into Muslim communities to displace American law. And this is what they're doing in England today, and I feel it's only a matter of time before it happens here. Is this your concern as well?
Well, yes, and again, what I try to do in Lethal Engagement is connect some very disturbing dots, because my fear, more than even these few isolated communities that are being set up, which is bad enough, is that our whole culture is being transformed from a melting pot culture of assimilation to one based on this notion of multiculturalism, where the majority population has to do everything possible to accommodate and defer to the sensibilities of every immigrant group entering the United States or any individual group like the Muslim community who want to practice their beliefs in a way that are contrary to the norms of the United States. And one example being this notion that if you say anything that's critical of Islam, you're violating Sharia law. And my fear, and what I describe in Lethal Engagement, is how the judges, as I mentioned before, from the Supreme Court on down, are bending in this multiculturalist, transnationalist direction to use international law increasingly influenced by the Islamists dominating the United Nations General Assembly and Human Rights Council to interpret
our Constitution.
We're out of
time, Joe. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate your being with us. Bye-bye.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joe Klein, his book, Lethal Engagement. Now, we do have some material I think is so very important going along with this idea. One is a video called Jihad in America. And basically, it was put out prior to 1994. It's right up to date today as far as what it says, but in 1994... Why this was shown one time on television and then banned. Why? Because it showed the militant training camps where they're using automatic weapons, training here. The FBI knew about it. They had their meetings where they were talking about killing people, cutting off their hands and feet in America. So God would have legs to stand on. Allah would have legs to stand on. Totally suppressed. They didn't want the American people to know the truth. This is one of the most disturbing videos you'll ever see. It actually had interviews with people from the FBI who were trying to get the information out. And, of course, the people in control didn't want that. Jihad in America, the video. We have a book called What Every American Should Know About the Koran. And then we have a four-tape set. It's called Islam, the Religion of Doom. Islam, the religion of doom. Because actually Muhammad even believed this was a satanic religion. He was afraid he was possessed. And it just simply has involved a number of interviews we've done with the author of the book, The Prophet of Doom, a man named a multi-billionaire named Wynn. It's an excellent set. You need to understand what we are up against. Now, you can go up on my website at RadioLiberty.com and see the videos where Barack Obama talks about my Muslim faith, and then somebody corrects him. He says, oh, yes, my Christian faith. Of course, when he goes to Saudi Arabia, why he bows below to the king, almost to a right angle, and everybody said, no, he didn't really bow, and you'll actually see the videos of this, and there's no question at all that Barack Obama is a Muslim. But you must, because you remember, if you're a Muslim, why, if you convert to Christianity, they will kill you. But this is simply a distraction.
Barack Obama is controlled by the Trilateral Commission, and he does their bidding. And did you understand that all of this, so much of what is going on today, Barack Obama, oh, he was born in Kenya. Oh, Barack Obama, he's a socialist or a communist. Barack Obama, he's gay. And all of these may be true, but the issue is not Barack Obama. It is the people who control him. That's why you need to see my video, The Financial Armageddon, why you need to get the DVD, because the Financial Armageddon is a DVD, the other one by on the Trilateral Commission, that by Pat Wood. Basically, they control the government, and nobody will tell you that. I mean, they tell Barack Obama what to do. And these are the people who control the big banks and the corporations, and they...